This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Remembering Chernobyl at 40. The harm continues. Last week's Nuclear in New Mexico conference in Bernalillo continued the myth that expansion of the nuclear cycle in New Mexico would be welcomed here. Activities such as expanded uranium mining and milling, generating plutonium-contaminated waste at Los Alamos National Laboratory for disposal at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP, and transporting that waste through our communities would be good. While New Mexico does not have a nuclear power plant, PNM is invested in and receives energy from the second largest nuclear power plant in the United States, the Palo Verde Generating Station, located west of Phoenix, Arizona. On the 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear reactor accident, Linda Penz Gunter, executive director of Beyond Nuclear and an author of No to Nuclear: Why Nuclear Power Destroys Lives, Derails Climate Progress, and Provokes War, wrote an article about remembering Chernobyl. We excerpt from her article, quote, "Probably the most heinous crime other than the avoidable accident itself and its immediate cover-up is the way that the Chernobyl nuclear power disaster in Ukraine, 40 years old this week, has been used to downplay and normalize the long-lasting health impacts caused by that April 26, 1986 explosion. More than half the Chernobyl fallout landed outside of the Ukraine, Belarus, and Russia, in Europe, Asia, and North America. Fallout from Chernobyl contaminated about 40% of Europe's surface. Immediately after the accident, thyroid cancer was particularly rampant in Belarus, Ukraine, and Russia, where no prophylactic remedy in the form of potassium iodide pills was offered. In contrast, Poland, where potassium iodide was distributed, experienced relatively low rates of thyroid cancer. While thyroid cancer is considered one of the more treatable kinds of cancer, this does not mean it should be viewed as an acceptable consequence of a nuclear power plant accident. Such diseases, especially among children, impact emotional, social, and physical well-being. In the former Soviet Union, those operated on bear a scar referred to grimly as the Chernobyl necklace." Dr. Vladimir Verdoletky, a physician and geneticist, has conducted research particularly focused on Polisia, Ukraine. There, he found clear indications of altered child development patterns, or teratogenesis. Verdoletky noted birth defects and other health disturbances among not only those who were adults at the time of the Chernobyl disaster, but their children who were in utero at the time, and most disturbingly, their later offspring, end quote. The full article is available at beyondnuclearinternational.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.